What's up, man? I'm good. How are you?
You are considered a top 10 pick for a guy who, a year ago, weren't even sure you were going to be starting at Ohio State. What's it been like?
It's just a blessing, you know, to be in the position I'm in today because, you know, I didn't even know if I was going to play or not, if I was going to be healthy enough to play. So, you know, it's just a blessing just to be here right now. After camp is where I felt most comfortable with where I was at because, you know, I made it through a whole camp. The previous 2 years, I didn't make it through 3 days of practice. So, you know, just to make it through the whole camp, I knew I had good hopes of a good season. So.
Is that luck or is something, you doing something with your hamstring?
Just doing something different. It's not luck at all. It's just, you know, I did yoga, did extra strengthening exercises, stretching, all that. So it's no luck in that. About my hamstrings, they asked me that. That's the first thing they asked me, you know, how are my hamstrings? Just tell them about my hamstring situation. But I'm 100% fine right now.
Are you annoyed yet getting asked about it?
I mean, I knew it was going to come up, so I'm not annoyed. I'm just enjoying the process right now. That was a key part of it, I feel like. Just stretching, yep. Not right now. I didn't have time to do yoga, but I'm going to get back to it like when I'm done with this, going back to Ohio State and probably getting, you know, a little yoga program.
Can any Buckeyes touch that 4-3-1 that Curtis put up yesterday?
We're going to see, man. Curtis fast.
Greg Blunt said you were going to get there probably.
We're going to see. The Jets? No, not yet. I talked to them today. Yeah. I mean, I played with Eli, so, you know, I learned a lot from him and learned a lot from, you know, Bradley Roby that came. I wasn't there when he was there, so, you know, I just talked to him, asked him about the certain things, certain techniques, and, you know, they give me feedback all the time. So, I look at even with Garyon, you know, because he started a year before I even, you know, started. So, I mean, I look at all of them for help. I just talked about that with some of my friends. Like, time is flying, you know. It feel like 2 weeks in a month now, you know, just how fast the time is going. But, you know, I'm here and I'm ready for it now. So, I mean, this is my journey to get here, and I'm here, so I had to prove myself.
Talk about that, Glenn, about having to do it for the next person.
Right.
Have you had time to reflect on the idea that you are the next person now, you know,
Not yet. I haven't reflected on it yet. When that time comes, that's when, you know, I kind of reflect on it. But right now, I'm just going through the process. It's a lot of talent here, you know, from top to bottom. A team is going to get a great player in the fourth round just as well as they would get one in the first round. So it's a deep drive, and I'm honored to be, you know, consider one of the top cornerbacks in the draft, and just coming from where I came from, you know, it's a blessing.
So.
I mean, of course, everybody gonna say they feel like the best, and I feel like I'm the best. So. They really didn't influence me. You know, I really spoke with my parents a lot about it. So it's really my parents who influenced me. And I've wanted to go to Ohio State since I was a young kid. So, you know, it was kind of an easy choice. Just making plays, you know, doing what we do, doing it to the best of our ability. And, you know, we are very great friends, you know, all of us, everybody on the team, really. You know, it's a tight group, but, you know, we just play together and play off each other's energy. So, I mean, that's why I feel like we've been doing the best we did this past year. So.
Ohio State's lost a lot of talent, obviously.
Yeah, that's what they said last year, though, like in 2015, going to the 2016 season. We lost a lot of talent, and we proved ourselves once again. So I feel like it's not going to be a drop-off in talent. Denzel, Damon Arnett, Josh Norwood, all of them guys right there is ready, I feel like. That's really what it was, is my hamstrings. They just want to know about my hamstrings. I mean, I got the confidence, you know, that I'm one of the best. But I had to get healthy enough to show that I'm one of the best. And that's how I did this year.
What was it like when you didn't know if you were going to be healthy enough?
It was frustrating, you know. But, you know, I talked to all the coaches, you know, told me, you know, I have a bright future. So just stick with it. And I talked to my parents a lot about it. You know, they always keep me up, make me laugh, you know, just get me off of being hurt or injured or whatever. So. Just getting better, doing film work, just better mentally and physically. Yes, I feel like it was true. You know, at Ohio State, they prepare you the best, I feel like. You know, we perform, you know, in college, and then we perform in the league. So, you know, I'm trying to be me, Gary, all eight players in the draft is trying to continue that. You have to enjoy. You here for a reason, you know. It just comes with it, you know. All of the interviews and stuff. So you can't look at it as nerve wracking. You're blessed to be here. There's a million people that wish they were here too. So. Yeah, I actually had to get an MRI for my hamstring. Even though it happened all the way in 2014, they still want to see if there's anything wrong with it. So. Yes. Just my hamstrings are fine right now, but I had to get an MRI on the one I tore in 2014. I'm just blessed to be here, man. Any team that pick me, I'm gonna go in there and do my best. So whichever team, you know, pick me.
Best advice from a former Buckeye.
Just do what we do. You know, you have the talent to be here. Just go in there and try to be the best at everything you do. You know, don't go in there with less confidence than you would if you're at Ohio State. Just go in there and just be yourself. Eli, because he just been through it, you know, last year. And I was out there playing with him in 2015. So, you know, we're close friends. So I've just been looking at him for pointers and just things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Of course, I feel like next year you might see him up here. You know, I feel like because he's that type of player, and I have confidence that he would do well this season. So what? Oh, I think he had a good year. You know, anybody can be better at what they do, but he had a great year for a rookie. Just go at this process. You know, the interviews, that's just like, you know, going out and doing drills. So it's just as important. So I just took that and ran with it, and I've been thinking about it every interview. You know, just got to be in there and do my best. Just me talking to them or what I do on the field. Just talking to them that I'm confident in what I do and I know what I'm doing. Cause, you know, they're always talking about, you know, only have 1 year of experience. So I had to make sure I know what I'm doing and you know, just tell them, you know, specific things about our schemes and just things like that. And on the field, just so that I'm fluid in what I do. So. I feel like I did the work to be one of the top players in the draft. But, no, it's just – I'm just excited. You know, it's more excitement than a surprise.
What do you think it is about your game or your ability that has enabled you to get to that point?
Just going out there being physical, being very versatile, and just going out there and playing, man, with a great passion. I feel like that's what helped me be good this year, be great this year, so. Just knowing where I came from, that just really motivated me the most. You know, knowing that I don't want to go back there and I have to do it for somebody more than me, like my mother, my whole family, period. So just knowing that I had to do it for just somebody other than me, that's what motivated me. I feel like if anybody overlooked Garyon, they're going to regret it, you know. He's a great player. I learned from Garyon. So, I mean, I don't know why he's being overlooked, but whoever gets him is going to get a great player. So.